Welcome to our December 14th, 2022 council meeting. Notice of this meeting has been duly advertised in compliance with the provision of the Open Public Meeting Law. Please be advised that this meeting is being audio recorded for possible later playback. Everyone, please rise for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Councilman DeDomenico?
Here.
Councilwoman Hess?
Here.
Councilman Lankowski?
Here.
Councilwoman Patton?
Here.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Here.
President Randolph Sharp, excused absence.
Here. Approval of minutes for council meeting and executive session for November 9th, 2022. Entertain a motion, please.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Nope. Someone please. And a second, please. Roll call, please.
Councilman DeDomenico?
Here.
Councilwoman House?
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski?
No.
Councilwoman Patton?
Abstain.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
Okay, entertain a motion for payment of bills that have been duly ordered by the treasurer. And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman DeDomenico?
Here.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
Okay, the following reports have been filed and are available in our respective offices and will be included in the minutes for review. The tax collector's report, the sewer report, and the treasurer's report. Second reading, ordinance 2022-14, senior citizen building. At this time, I'd like to open the meeting to the public for any questions or comments regarding ordinance 2022-14.
Hi, guys. So is the ordinance as it is written in the, currently posted on the website, or have you guys made any recent changes?
It was posted on the website as, after we did the budget, and so the current form on the website was posted and was posted in the.
Okay.
Okay, and have you made any changes since then, or no? That is good, that is the version you're adopting tonight?
Yep.
Okay. With that being said, then, my question, is, you know, when you look at any given locale, the indicator that's examined to determine the socioeconomic of any given community is the level of students, the percentage of students that are on free or subsidized lunch. And when you look at Lindwall, that number is in excess of 84%. More than 84% of our student body is on free or subsidized lunch. So the question becomes, is this process and fee structure conducive to programming that these students are literally starving for? Does it help encourage and/or foster the type of programming that would take place in a community center such as this? Or does this process and fee structure kind of present a barrier to entry to most of those groups? Second question, is this process and fee structure commensurate with other local communities with similar socioeconomic structure?
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
Okay. So if we pull a review of all the community centers in Camden County specifically, we'll find that the services that you're offering at the Lindwall Community Center and the pricing structure and rules and regs are in line with the other ones within Camden County and/or Burlington County?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Thanks, guys.
Anyone else? Seeing none, close the meeting to the public and entertain a motion, please.
I make a motion that ordinance 2022-14 be adopted on the second reading and published according to law.
Roll call, please.
Councilman DeDomenico?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski?
No.
Councilwoman Patton?
Abstain.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
Okay, sorry, I lost my place. Second reading, ordinance 2022-15, amending Chapter 52 regarding police salaries. Entertain a motion, please. Oh, I'm sorry, I open the meeting to the public for any questions or comments regarding its ordinance 2022-15. Seeing none, close the meeting to the public and entertain a motion, please.
I move the ordinance 2022-15 to be adopted on second reading and published in the county's hall.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman DeDomenico?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess? Councilman Lankowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
All right, the following items are considered routine by the Borough of Glendale and will be acted upon in one motion. There'll be no formal discussion of these items. If discussion is required, this item will be removed from the consent agenda and will be considered separately. Entertain a motion for Resolution 2022-208 to 216.
I move the motion, sir.
Yes.
I move the motion of 2022.
No, these are resolutions, so moved.
Sorry.
Sorry. It's a good thing it's your last meeting. Anyway, and second. Roll call, please.
Councilman DeDomenico?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess? Councilman Lankowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
Entertain a motion, I'm sorry. Next up, Resolution 2022-217.
It's an resolution authorizing the hiring of Jessica Torres in the code enforcement as a code enforcement housing clerk in the construction department.
And second, please. Oh, I'm sorry, entertain a motion, please.
So moved.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman DeDomenico?
Here.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I think there's something going on because I'm getting emails and texts wanting to know if we're okay. And the fire department just pulled up out front. All right, how are you? Maybe the Christmas tree's on fire out front. Okay, let's do the engineer's report. Engineer's report, you're up.
Thank you, Mayor. We received the notification for the grants for the 2023 DOT local aid and the 2022 CDBG funds. We'll prepare proposals for those projects. The municipal parking lot project bid documents will be completed shortly. We're anticipating a spring 2023 advertisement. And the two roadway improvement projects have been substantially completed and working through final punch lists. That's all I have.
Thank you. She asked you about Berlin Road and Egg Harbor Road.
We'll look into that on the back.
Thank you, appreciate that. That would be a... Yes. Just to let everybody know, there was a bad accident right out front, so that's what it's all about. Okay, this time we're going to open the meeting to council, starting off with Mr. DeDomenico.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councilman.
Glendale Police Department activity report for the month of November 2022. Total calls of service, 1947. Traffic accidents, 56. Community policing, 151. Traffic enforcement and stops, 127. Criminal complaints issued by officers, 32. Traffic summonses issued by officers, 52. Criminal complaints issued by citizens, 17. Traffic summonses issued by citizens, 1. Detective Bureau Investigations, 49. That's all I have. Oh, I do have one thing, that Chief McCarthy was accepted into the National Academy, which is a very good thing.
The FBI Academy, isn't it?
Yes. I'm not leaving, it's a training program.
What was that, wait, he said, what did you say about the last chief?
Yeah, being game.
Not me.
You got it all, that's safe, it's comfortable.
Councilwoman Hess.
Thank you, Mayor. I have Linda Wald, Public Works Monthly Report. Tons of trash collected, 726 tons. Recycling, 88 tons. Resident assistance, bulk items collected, 142. Scrap metal picked up, 49. Concrete picked up, 1. Number of accidents, 0. Number of injuries, 0. Service calls, 70. Stoppages, 20. Main stoppages, 2. Emergency calls, 35. Markouts, 28. Pump station repairs, 20. Troubled areas jetted, nothing. Pump stations factored, 1. For Laurel Springs, we had 3 service calls, 2 stoppages, 3 emergency calls. That's all that I have, and I just want to say happy holidays to everybody. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Councilman Lindowski.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. First, I want to wish Joe the best of luck and, more importantly, great health. I went to go see the play, Reality Bites, back at the school. It was real interesting. The kids, they did a takeoff where the audience got involved, and you had to figure out who committed the crime and everything like that. It was really interesting. Hopefully it'll do it next year. But there was a lot of people went there, and they raised a lot of money. It was a good thing. Also, Park and Rec, I guess they'll be meeting January 9th, the first Monday after reorg. Yeah, I believe so. And I wish everybody a happy holidays. Okay, thank you.
Councilwoman Patton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Linda Wall Library Report. For November, books, DVD circulation, 248. Computer usage, 116. Patrons, 3,429. Library materials, 13,983. New members, adults, 17. Children, 4. For the December craft, this month, Christmas craft, they can make gingerbread houses. Children will register and pick up all materials to make at home their own gingerbread house. 20 have been distributed so far, so there are only a few left. And on December 2nd was the Christmas parade and tree lighting. I just want to say it was an absolutely wonderful turnout and amazing evening. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Councilwoman Sinnott.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. COVID update, CDC is still ranking Camden County in medium levels, which is good. Yesterday, Camden County announced there was 92 new cases of COVID, which is much lower than I reported in October. In October, we had 268 new cases. So that's a good big drop as of right now. Unfortunately, with yesterday's announcement, we have 4 residents in Lindenwald that were tested positive. Last month, we had 5. So we're still going down. Even if it's 1, everything counts. Last night, Governor Murphy said he does not want to start enforcing the mask guidelines again. Instead, he's urging everyone to get vaccinated for COVID and the flu. He doesn't expect to start mandating masks unless something drastic really happens, and he wants everyone to just use your common sense. The COVID and the flu vaccines, they're not going to prevent you from getting either of those viruses. They're just going to make it that it's not going to be as severe as if you got it without any protection. The CDC is also urging people to wear masks indoors because we now have a triple-demic, which is COVID, RSV, and the flu. So all 3 are present in the United States, all 3 are present in New Jersey. All 3 are also attacking the lungs. COVID, the CDC said that with COVID, RVS, and the flu, it's different viruses, but it's all similar when it comes to your symptoms and everything that's going to be your respiratory. It's contagious, and it can be from mild to severe, as we have known. Last night, due to the triple-demic, hospitals nationwide are 80% full. Emergency rooms and hospitals across New Jersey are seeing a surge in number of children with COVID, RSV, and the flu. Parents are having a hard time finding sorry, finding over-the-counter medicines for their children, and also some prescriptions, if they go to their normal pharmacy, they don't have it. So, I saw a report on the news last night, there was a woman being interviewed, and she had to drive 45 minutes to get to a pharmacy that could fill her child's prescription, and the pharmacists are saying, you know, we're not getting as much in, you know, but don't, they don't want people hoarding everything either, they want to be able to have stuff for other people. So, keep that in mind, if you're sick, go and get it, but if you're not sick, try not to. The CDC director, she said, she doesn't think the public should wait for the CDC to recommend wearing a mask. Mask is critical in public for the tool of preventing the spread of COVID, RSV, and the flu. The CDC is recommending still the N95 and the KN95 mask, but any mask is better than no mask. Also, it's recommended if you're on public transportation, any speed line, trains, and buses, that you wear a mask on that. Also, with the holiday approaching, now's the time to get caught up if you're missing any of your booster shots or if you never got any of your shots, and also to get your flu shot, because right now they're thinking with the World Cup that so many people were there that we could see a lot of numbers going up with the World Cup of people coming back, because I can't even tell you how many countries were even represented there. So they're worried about all those people going home and spreading any of these viruses. They said, though, with the holiday approaching, you know, again, get caught up, because it will take 2 weeks for it to hit, for you to get your dosage in, and that's right around when Christmas is. So, other than that, that's all I have. Have a great holiday, and that's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Our administrator, Ms. Thompson.
Good evening, everyone. I would just like to piggyback off of what Councilwoman Patton said, that we had a wonderful Christmas parade and tree lighting last Friday. I just want to take this opportunity to thank the fire department for hosting it and for our community outreach coordinator, Brenda Roach, for helping the fire department coordinate the event. But I also want to take this opportunity to thank the police department, and specifically Officer Tomasetti, who was our Santa. We, at the last minute, found out that the individual that was supposed to be Santa couldn't participate, so of course, our police department came to the rescue, and Officer Tomasetti was willing, ready, and able to be our Santa. So we want to just thank the police department for everything that they've done to assist us with that task, and also our Lieutenant Hubbleston for leading the parade and keeping everyone safe during the event. But I also want to give recognition to Ms. Claus, and that was Councilwoman Linda Hess. So we thank you for being Ms. Claus. So also, I'm just giving a special thank you to just the community in general for joining us, for being on the path of the parade. There were a lot of residents just lining the streets to see all of the fire trucks and everything that was coming through. I actually had an opportunity this year to be on the float. It was very cold, but I will tell you, it was very nice to see everyone out for the holiday parade. Additional thank yous to our Lindenwald Public Works Department for helping to erect the float, and also again to Councilwoman Hess for decorating and coming up with the idea for the float. Thank Mayor and Council for their support of the event, the Lindenwald Scout Troop number 54, the Lindenwald High School Marching Band, the choir, the cheerleaders, and the theater group. And also, just all of those that participated. We had horses this year, the variety of Jeeps, and of course, you know, the fire trucks always go over and beyond. So again, it was a wonderful community event, and we just thank everyone who had a place in helping to make this event a success. So again, kudos, and one resident said to me that Lindenwald always does a great job with the Christmas parade. So that's a testament to what we can do when we come together to put an event like that together for the community. So with that, I wish you all a Merry Christmas, and I also want to take this opportunity to thank Councilman DiDomenico for his leadership, for just being there when you need to just chat a little bit about his department. But we wish you all the best, because it's my understanding this will be your last meeting. So we just thank you, and the same thing you need, I'm just going to call it. Thank you.
I just want to say one thing also about the parade. It was wonderful. It was great. And believe it or not, I haven't had such a good time in one of our parades for a long time. It was nice to be part of it. And I want to say special thank you to Linda for doing the float, and also for helping Brenda out with all of the preparations behind the scenes. And also I want to thank Ms. Dawn, who went over and above helping out with the fire hall and helping out with getting the stuff that was needed. You both did an outstanding job on making sure that this was a great event. That Santa house was incredible. You guys, cheers, kudos, thank you. All right, with that being said, I'm going to open the meeting to the public. Anyone from the public wishing to speak, please state your name and address for the record.
Chief Parker.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I'd like to take a moment, personal privilege here, just to recognize Councilman DiDomenico. He's been our liaison to the police department now for 10 years, serving with Chief Brennan and myself. So.
You're welcome.
Yeah. It's just his 7 years, not my 3 years, right? Just to be clear on that. But no, just on behalf of Chief Brennan, myself, Deputy Chief Cavallaro, and all the members of the police department, we're very grateful for your leadership, your guidance, and your support. And we have a plaque here we'd like to present to you. And generator.
Yes. Generator's here.
Yeah.
Yep. Tommy, you know how much he loves you, Mike, with the way he makes fun of you.
Mm-hmm. That's what they've been telling me my whole life, Mr. Mayor.
Hey, I told him how to count.
This is how I knew he liked me, because he always made fun of me.
No, you just perceived that way, sir. All in love.
So with our greatest appreciation, present to Councilman Joseph DiDomenico, police liaison. Thank you for your many years of guidance, support, and counsel to Lindenwald Police Department. Presented today, December 14th, 2022. Thank you, sir.
Congratulations, sir.
I just want to say thank you. It's been my pleasure to work with you guys.
Thanks,
appreciate it. Yeah, I'm good.
You okay? You sure?
Yeah.
All right.
I promised you lunch.
I'd just like to follow that up. You know, we've had a great relationship with Councilman DiDomenico as liaison for years. Obviously, we have a new liaison that's going to be appointed to him. We look forward to having that same, fostering that same relationship with whoever that person may be. And that relationship extends beyond our liaison. We've got a great relationship with the police department, our mayor and council. It's been that way for a long time. And I can tell you, speaking of different chiefs throughout the county, that's not always the case. So I consider ourselves, our police department, very fortunate, and I'm very grateful for that relationship we do have. And at the end of the day, that benefits our community the most. We all work together, we all collaborate. Our citizens are the beneficiary of that relationship. And again, I do appreciate that, all your support, all of you, and we thank you.
I've always said
you
surround yourself with good people, give them the tools they need to do the job.
Exactly right.
Yeah, but thank you for making it. You guys making it such a great police department. It's changed a lot between you guys. Thank you. Same to you. Anyone else from the public wishing to speak?
Diane Pateri, 637 Fifth Avenue. Mayor, I can't write. I lost function of my right hand. There's a homeless guy that lives on Laurel Road by A&E Construction, and I don't know if it's true, but I'm hearing rumors that he's been breaking into homes in the Garden State, I mean, in the Garden Lakes area. So I don't know how true that is, because I can't try to find any information on it, so I don't know if any of your police stuff says about the break-ins in Garden Lakes. But he does, he walks up and down the street all the time, but he lives right next to A&E up, he sits up there. And my other thing is, I know I brought this up many times about TNR, because when you go in all the different sites in Lindenwald, everyone's complaining about the overpopulation of cats. It's bad. I mean, I know myself, I have like 17 up my street. I've gotten fixed already, so they don't have kittens. It's bad. So I don't know why we can't have TNR so it doesn't get overpopulated, because at least if they're fixed. Every one of the cats that I found and trapped, I fixed, and they have their rabies shots to stop the overpopulation. And I read a couple of places where there's a couple of the sparrows are rabid. So is there any point in time where we're going to adopt TNR?
Anyone else in the public?
Hi, good evening, guys. I'll be fairly quick. So on the community center, sir, I asked you a few minutes ago about whether or not your process and fees were commensurate. In our review of the five most surrounding towns, they all offer a discount for both residents and nonprofits in terms of the fee to rent the building. We don't see that, or the current structure doesn't show that. So with all due respect, I beg to differ with your statement that it's in line with other communities, because you have a flat fee here for each of the three categories. So that would be the first question. The second question is, and my condolences to his family, but with the news of the recent passing of the pedestrian that was killed trying to cross the White Horse Pike, that makes four pedestrians hit in Lindenwald within the last 3 months. Is there now, or is there going to be in the new year, any impetus brought by you folks to help slow the cars in our community? And third is actually a thank you. Again, I'm going to echo what a lot of you have already said about the fire department's Christmas parade and tree lighting. Not only was it a wonderful event, I think it strikes a certain level of tone of community and builds that community when you bring a community together, in particular like the way you did, close roads down and host a party. Again, something that a number of communities throughout Camden County and Burlington County do regularly throughout the year. It was also very refreshing and inspiring to see so many of our elected and appointed officials participating in, taking part in, and helping administer a public event, something else that our community could benefit from across the board with all of our public events. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone from council want to answer any of these?
Just that action is being taken on the White Horse Pike in the United States Ave.
Chief,
that's the only place?
Chief, can you let me know about the...
First, in regards to the individual, we are aware that we are trying to help that individual. This is why we're so confident in the mental health and stuff like that. Unfortunately, there's nothing good out there to help people. We're working on that. Not only do you have doubt, but we are aware of your incident.
So it's true that he is breaking into homes?
Yes. There was one incident, and I don't want to go into great detail about it, and that's been dealt with. You're aware of it, it's not related. So it's dealt with. So long-term issues underline it. You know, having to go through the email, you know, people say, no, obviously, it's an issue. And there's not a lot of good news to reach out to. So I can tell you. And that's something we've been working on for a long time, we struggle with as a society. All these folks are having an issue and having a little bit. I'm not going to do long-term work and prosecution and doing things like that. There is a and we're all aware of it. Anytime there's a burglary, you can figure that out. We're aware of it.
No, I'm not saying you didn't. I was just hearing rumors going around. People were saying stuff and people were writing it on the social media. That's where, yeah.
We're on one of the
Yes, I heard multiple. You don't know, that's why I was asking.
Thank you, sir.
The traffic, report about that, traffic fatalities, pedestrian, those numbers have been skyrocketing ever since after. No one knows why, some of the issues are, there's a lot of road rage out there. We're all aware of all the issues. It's not just here in Lynn Walk, it's across state, across country. Those numbers are astonishing, they're skyrocketing. People drive all crazy, trying to find different ways to put in, I don't know, it's been cost money. We're going to do so much enforcement, but overall, there is a problem out there, and, nobody seems to understand why. Crashes, and especially with pedestrians, we've seen a lot of local lately, the pedestrians, and it's a shame to say people just are not slowing down for people in the way. It's sad. And then some of the pedestrians, they're just not quick, easy fix. People think you write tickets and make tickets out, and that's a solid problem.
And just to make it aware of it, the White Horse Pike at Gibbsboro Road is under state review right now for being reconstructed. It's taken years to get it done, but I think there's still, a couple more years?
2024 is the date for that. That's been under work since.
Yeah. And we're going to be doing a network resolution probably at the next meeting to approve the moving forward with the traffic light at United States Avenue and White Horse Pike. So, and we're going to look into Egg Harbor Road and United States Avenue as well, because everything's already there for the system. It's just a matter of getting poles and getting them put up and stuff. But when we did the bridge, we had foresight to say, hey, let's wire the whole thing up for a traffic light, just in case. But it looks like it's needed, so. But then again, you're absolutely correct. You can't get people to slow down no matter what we try to do. We put the signs out, they slow down. But
when you share, state chiefs are the chiefs to put up that. We try to share that as much as we can, pull that where it's part of it. Allowing people to know what the bad is out there, and we've got power safety administration. Let people know, slow down, take time, contain limits. I don't know why the trend is the way it is, but it's being worked. And again, it's not a little more issue, it's a statewide, it's a national issue as well. It's a little while to reverse that trend.
Thank you, sir. All right. Anybody else have anything you want to say? At this time, I entertain a motion for adjournment, please. And a second, please.
Second.
All in favor? Motion carries. Thank you. It was bad. It was really bad. That's why I was getting all these...